Sure. So my name's Simon Jones. I'm curator of plants at the Royal Zoological Society of Scotland, and I've worked here for about 12 years.
So what is your involvement in the floral clock?
In the floral clock? Well, to be honest with you, it just came about in the Edinburgh Zoo Centenary Committee. It's our centenary on Monday, 22nd of July. And a little while ago, we got together to talk about different things and what we wanted to do for the centenary. And I suggested that we do a floral clock, because for the Society centenary in 2009, we did the Society crest at the front of the zoo. And because I know a chap called Alan Bell, who works for the council, I know him through other horticultural avenues, he and I had a little email discussion, and basically I submitted our design, which is just our emblem, basically, our penguin emblem, and he put it to the councillors, and they voted to do our logo and our centenary floral clock.
So what do you think of the outcome?
It's fantastic, really good. I mean, it's such a work of art. And I was just saying to the deputy, Lord Provost there, that it's the culmination of a lot of design efforts, but it's also real horticultural skill to be able to bring it about. You know, they have to produce 40,000 plants, and when you look at the detail of the clock and everything surrounding it, you realise that it's a mixture of all sorts of different things. So they've got to get the soil conditions just right, they have to get the light, work with the light conditions to get them to grow properly, and then because of the slope that it's on, it's the maintenance of it. So it's a real, it's, you know, from beginning to end, for the whole season to bring this about, it's a real testament to the horticultural team at the council. It really is.
And as a plant expert, is this not really your area, or do you know much about the kind of maintenance and that sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we did a similar thing ourselves. It's not with a clock. When it was the Royal Zoological Society centenary in 2009, we did our coat of arms, our crest, in a similar display. So I realise how difficult it is to bring it together, and how difficult it is to work on such a steep slope. So, you know, when you add all these things together, it's a challenge and a half. It really is.